Morim Shabbos, the Chof Aleph and Mud Beis. Explain the Gemara Zay. Ner Chanukah, mitzvah leaniach al Pesach beisoy mibachutz. The Mokim from Ner Chanukah is mitzvah leaniach al Pesach beisoy mibachutz. If he lives the second floor, that he doesn't have a Pesach Habayis, manichoi b'chaloin asmucho l'rishus harabi. He puts it in the chaloin asmucho l'rishus harabi. U'b'sha'as ha'sakono, manicho al shulchonoi v'dayo. So midine b'gemore, the Gemore brings down three places that you could put a Chanukah menorah. Ner Chanukah mitzvah leanicho al Pesach beisei mibachutz. This is one mokim. Pesach beisei mibachutz. The second mokim, omo yodar ba'aliyo manicho b'chaloi nasmucho l'rishus harabi. And the third place is ubishas ha'sakon manicho al shulchon evedayo. So avad adoshteit klor in the Gemara that the mokim of Ner Chanukah is manichoy al Pesach beisei mibachutz. The mokim for the Ner Chanukah is manichoy al Pesach beisei mibachutz. Dor ba'aliyah, the second place is the window. B'sha'as ha'sakono manichoy al shulchan evedayah. So l'chu'ure, if we keep gemore, we don't dine the gemore. So b'sha'as ha'sakono take, b'sha'as ha'sakono manichoy al shulchan evedayah. In a minute that the sakono went away, l'moshal today is no sakono. So the mokim has to be manicho al Pesach habayis mibachutz. There's no sakona today, so manicho al Pesach habayis mibachutz. And as they pass in Rebbe Yashiv, Rebbe Yom Zilber, Sefer Mechazanish, and the Buskerov, so Rav Adas has a second sefer of them, that lechura today there is no sakona, the mokim to light under Chanukah is Pesach habayis mibachutz. And Kovitz Shuvas from Rebbe Yashiv, he brings down as a that he saw a sefer Dvar Yoshua, was a Av Beit Din in Tel Aviv, and Rebbe Yashiv writes like this: V'roisi b'sefer Dvar Yoshua shekosav Dvar Yoshua has a shtekel teira, and the shtekel teira that Dvar Yoshua writes down, u'mikan ani tomea. Al Masheroisi Baaloisi Yerushalayim, I went up to Yerushalayim and I saw in Yerushalayim Shiyeshenoyagim Shemadliki Mibachutz. Came the first time to Yerushalayim and he saw people are lighting outside. Ve'enu yodea mimiyotzo hiroezu, and I don't know who told him this hiroe. Milvad sherasha lehadlik mibefnim, that you're allowed to light inside. Elo shemechuyovim bekach. This is the lesson from the Dvar Yoshua. That he went to visit Yerushalayim and he saw people are lighting outside. And he says, first, it's wrong, you don't have to light outside. And not only that, could be if you light outside, it's a brocha levatole. And then Zokta. And Rabbi Yashiv writes down, Rabbi Yashiv Zokta Zay. Rabbi Yashiv sent him a letter. Rabbi Yashiv got his sefer. And after Rabbi Yashiv got a sefer, Rabbi Yashiv sent him a letter. And Rabbi Yashiv writes like this: "Kshiroisi akoyteres, when I got your sefer, and I saw the headline that you write, and this siman, Yevu Erboi, Tzitkas Minogenu, She'ein Madlikim Nerchanike Birshus Harabi, Apal Pi She'ein Tzakona Bezman Hazeh." When I open your sefer, I saw you have a siman, and the headline of the siman it says, "Tzitkas minogenu," the right of our minig, that we light inside, even though we don't have a sakon. Rabbi Yashiv writes him like this: "Choshavti," I thought to myself, "Hane achonu bnei galusa, our brothers that came from the galus, asher nagu bechol hashonim biyosem bagalus, v'chayu be'emo ve'iro." They're in the Golus, and they were living Be'eim of Yiro. Machmas Amatzi. ונאלצו, and they were forced, להדליק נר חנוכה בתוך הבית. אף כשעלו לארץ ישראל, ממשיכים במנהג הזה. Why? כי קושם להיגומר. Person is addicted to something that he's used to. They're used to lighting inside, singing, you know, Hanukkah songs. So they're used to it. Because, yeah, all the years they did it, it was all, you know, all the kids were lighting their little candles. Oh, it's very hard now. Everyone will light outside. It's very hard for them. They're addicted to it. It's very hard for them. Chashavti, so I thought to myself, that this Rav decided to find the heter to these people. Linta is a chizah lekayim es haminah. You decided to light a siman to miyashev that these people that don't know and decided to light inside, they have on what to rely. I thought that this is the purpose of your sefer. Ach mikan lamaskone that you said she'elu she'oiskim kealoche aksuda b'shulchan aruch she'manichim b'pesach habayis v'bachutz einam yoitzim ve'loyosu ve'loyklu. From here to come to the maskone that if someone listens to the Shulchan Aruch and he didn't yaitze, lo yochalti laholmo, I couldn't. That you're right that if someone lights inside, outside it's not right. Omarti osuro amare, I decided to go to learn the Indian to see if he's right or wrong. And Rabbi Yashim goes on the whole tshuva and he finishes in the end of the tshuva like this. The aloche is that you have to light the nechanike b'chutz. V'kvar omru chazal, k'shem she'mitzvah lo yimar dovar ha'nishma, kach mitzvah sheloi lo yimar dovar sheloi nishma. So why I'm writing you? Lo yimnati lichtev l'kvoy torosa yisadvorim that we're going to learn soon. Shemo, maybe, b'voy mirtze Hashem l'kayim adlokas nechanike. And the next year, he will think it over. And if he will think that if it's not right, maybe to mekayim what the Shulchan Aruch said that you have to light outside. Umimenu yiru v'chein yasu. V'schus rabbi miyatolui boy. So I decided to try maybe to write him like this. He will start to do it, and maybe Klal Yisrael will start to follow him, and he will have a schus. So we will try also maybe to learn the halachas. Maybe some people will take and start to learn how to mekayim the halachas, that to start to mekayim Shulchan Aruch, and will start to light inside and stop to do what people have addicted already from the galus, and they can't stop to light inside, and they don't want to mekayim Shulchan Aruch to light outside. This is Be'etz on the Matorah. We're going today to Mevarel Shitas Rabbi Yashiv, Shitas Rabbeinu Abis Yosef, Shitas Balei Gemore, that you have to light outside, and like Rabbi Yashiv says, and not like the people that got used to in the galus, and it's very hard for them to start from the habits. He understands that maybe they want to find minig from Yashiv the habit. This is the way Rabbi Yashiv shtels, and he shtels them out, and he sends a letter to one of the Choshev people, and he says, "I know you will not listen, but maybe next year you'll think over before Chanukah, and you will change your minig." So we have to mevar taka if it's a heter bichlal, if it's a bracha levatol. Some people light inside, yeah, it's a big shaila, you know. But people did till now, you can make him tshuva, yeah. Rabbi Yashiv says, "Mitzvah Hashem, Chanukah is coming, we could fix it, yeah." So, lama gein isot mevar taka de shayla, if you have to light outside, or you could light inside. To mevar this shayla, mat mevar it ba'oimek. There's three zachen that we have to be mevar before we come to the psak. The Gemara says like this. Going back to the Gemara in Shabbos, this is the mocker that Rabbi Seinu Chazal tell us how to light a ner chanukah. Ner chanukah מצווה להניחוי על פסח הבייס מבחוץ. אם הוא יודר בעליו, מניחו בחלוין הסמוך על ראשו סרבי. ובשעה ססקור, מניחו על שולחון עבדה. We have to clear three חקירס בלומדס. And every חקירה בלומדס is an important חקירה. The first חקירה בלומדס is, if someone is living now בזמן ביס המקדוש, before the bad habits started, yeah? And people were lighting candles outside. And a person decides that he wants to light inside. He was allowed to or not? In the time of the Gemara, a person decided, you're right, Chazal say, Mitzvah's Mechanike, manicha b'chutz. This person decided he doesn't want to be manicha b'chutz. He wants to manicha b'fnim. Is allowed to or not? A lot of chazal tell him. So this is the first shot. But the other, Gemara says mitzvahs nechanik and manicha b'chutz. B'dar ba'aliyah b'chaloyin. Shasa sakoni, you put it on the table. A person wants to put it on the table in time of the Gemara. But the Eved is Yoitza, but the Eved is not Yoitza. Loshen HaGemara is Mashmah, only B'Shas HaSakon. B'Shulchan Aruch Etzim in Tov Reisha in Aleph Seifei, Mechanika Manicha Al Pesach Habayis, Asomach Jusur Rami Bachutz. B'Shas HaSakon, She'eino Yirashai Lekayim HaMitzvo, Manicha Yal Shulchan. B'Shas HaSakon, She'eino Rashai Lehanicha Yal Shulchan, Bachutz, Manicha Yal. B'Shas HaSakon, שאין רשא לקיים המצווה מניח על שולחן כמעט מפורש that outside you יוצא and inside you not יוצא ושעס הסכון הוא שאין רשא לקיים המצווה מניח על שולחן. So again, the first ray is the mashmoes is that מניח על שולחן, it's not בזמן הגמורה you will not יוצא, not בזמן הזה. The second ray is Tesis and Shabbos as a shayl. We know ner chanike the mitzvah is ad shetich l'regel min ashuk. Hashem, the next year we'll get it. What does ad shetich l'regel min ashuk mean? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a half an hour, how much? And if you have to have oil for the whole time or not, we'll see what is tich l'regel min ashuk. This is where the andere shayla. Zog teisus hazei, that ho'idne, in our days, there's no difference when to light. You don't have to rush. Shkia, it says, you anyway light for the bnei abayis. So what is the difference? When to light? The shaila is mashma and tesis that in zman gemore you had to light in that half an hour. Shkia says today's of tesis. What is the difference? If in time of the gemore you also could light for inside, so also in time of the gemore you could light the whole night. Light inside. So what you could say that tesis is talking in a person that is lighting outside. So outside is only for the people in the street. So if you light too late, it's too late. Aber in Rambam steht nicht das. Der Rambam sagt, amadlik mishetishka achama vim over azman ein lo itakone. Why ein lo itakone? He could light inside. The Torah says, in zman ha-gemore, if a person lights inside, he's not yoitz. In zman ha-gemore, if a person lights inside, he's not yoitz. You have to light outside. Another raya. The Gemara says, if a person lights on the Chanukah b'bayis, v'yitzio lachutz, kaim elon adloka oisem mitzvah. So if you light inside and you go outside, you're not yoitze. Rashi says, shadloka oisem mitzvah, v'adloka b'fnim lo yotze. If b'diyevet you yoitze inside, so why if you light it inside, you take it outside, it's not good. B'diyevet inside is also good. In tur take state anders. In tur state, idliko b'fnim v'yitzio lachutz lo yotze, שהרוי אומר לצורך יוהיד לי. And the world fragt der Kasche. Typically, שעד לא קריס a mitzvah. Maybe the tour will be a raya fakir. Aber בפש יש משמע in the לושן רשי, that if a person lights inside and he takes it outside, זאת רשי, why it's not good? זאת רשי, the reason it's not good, because he דליקו בפנים, and בפנים you're not יועצה. And בפנים you're not יועצה. These are the rayas that in zman ha-gemore b'di'eved you're not yoytze inside mitzad echot, one group of rayas. Le'um asdem is a different group of rayas that you are yoytze. The Ritva says over hazman yelech lebeisoy v'yadlik. He says b'shas ha-sakone you're allowed to light inside. No, if the time passed it's also shas ha-sakone. He says lav davke sakone hu adin ruach. Yeah, but it's not muchach 100% in the Ritva. Could be the pshat is hazei. Chazal said you have to light outside. When the hour finished, so now you can light inside. But if a person will try to light inside in the time that you could light outside, maybe Chazal don't let him. The Ritva stated after the time that you can light outside already, because there's no people you can light inside. But the state is mefurish in Ritva that in the time that you could light inside, Chazal let you to do outside. I'll explain to you to understand the shaila. Maybe I'm not masbir it enough. The Moshe Chazal is a mitzvah to put mezuzah on the door. A person, instead of putting it on the door, will decide to put it on the table. Chazal said the Mokim of the Menorah is the Pesach v'Bachutz. Now, if you can, Shas HaSakona, they gave you a different place. So, if Shas HaSakona, you can go to the other place. If it's not a Sakona, Anish can Shaychitz. Shchita. You can't do the neck, you're doing the tail. It's going to have a minute in the Gemara. Evshom Bazanav. But the Maskon is Anish Kazek. Chazal say, you can't. Shas HaSakona is Shas HaSakona. When it's not Shas HaSakona, you can't like them. There's another ride that you want to bring a ride that you could. The Gemara says, Ner Chanukah v'Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos Odif Mishum Shlem Beis. Like the Rashbo, Shitas HaRashbo, that you could be Nene for the Ner Chanukah. We hold, Ve'en Lenu Rishus Lishtamesh Bo'em. But Shitas HaRashbo that you could. So like the Rashbo, Ner Chanukah v'Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos Odif Mishum Shlem Beis, light the Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah inside. Because with the Eved, you could be Yoytz on the table. And you will also have a Shlem Beis, because it will be light in the house. If the Eved is not Yoytze inside, what's make the Rashbo light it inside? But again, it's not a kasha, because this person anyway he can light outside, because he has only one candle. The Ritva says more from that. Velav dafke shasa sakone, because if it's shasa sakone yorek v'al yavo, zokter, if shasa sakone means tsar oy eivo, so it's like France. They hate Yidden. These lessons are given Chodesh. Yeah? They hate. Oymer Moiri, if it's windy outside, you also can light inside. So Ander Zogim, if Sakon is Lav Dafka, if it's windy and that, not Mistaber. So, let me come, Mistaken the first Chakira. The first Chakira was, if Bizmana Gimore, when Chazal said you have to light outside, if Bidiyevit you eat it inside or not. A big tzad that you're not yoytze b'diyevet, because the mokim is only outside. Other name, afilu b'zman ha'gimor b'diyevet, you could yoytze. So we'll come to zman hazeh. This is b'zman ha'gimor. Let me gain chakira shniyo. Chazal say, a person that doesn't have a door could light in the window. Misha darba aliyo, and that day the second floor came out from the first floor, you light in the window. Now we clear the same chakir that we cleared before. Bezman ha'gimore, a person lives in the first floor. He doesn't want to put it in the door. He wants to put it in the window. A window he has a pirsum anisa. The first chakir was, the gemara says outside, shasa sakon on the table. What if a person, even bezman ha'gimore, that he could light outside, he lights inside. Yoytze b'diyavid or not, we have a chakir. Muneti az nisht, efshar az yeh. Bezman ha'gimore, he wants to use a window. Avad ha'chazar wanted to use a door. He doesn't want to use a door. He wants to use a window. He could use a window, he can't use a window. They say, B'Shem V'Chazanish R'Mosh Feinstein Briskerov, that it helps. That it helps. This will bring us a lot of coolness in the Hampshire. That it helps. And if a person wants to use a window, Chkira Shlishis. Chkira Shlishis. B'Zman HaSakone. Lama Zogin America, Lama Zogin, you live in Newark. Yeah, both is a sakona to light. Yeah. Mentioned of the Anderson. Mentioned of this one. And it's dangerous to light there outside. It's dangerous. Stand outside, 5 o'clock in the evening, it's a gishmak, some streets for sure. But you could light in your window. But they're glad they don't break the windows. You mechuyev to light in the window or not? It's shasa sakona. I will explain myself. It's be'etzem toli on the both chakiras together. I can light outside. Chazal said if you can light outside, you could light inside. Aber lemaise, at the window, I could light. Now we said window, be'etzem is like a door. Klapi the window is no sakona. So lechuyev be mechuyev to light in the window. It's not tam chakira. To be nageh. Again, we're not speaking against no kehilas chashuvas in America, but sidor yidden lemosha that don't light in the windows. But see, some yidden acholav negalusa that don't light in the windows. Yeah. Well, but the chassidim I think is more mekubal not to light in the windows. So what? Lamazogin they hold that today is a sakona. America is a sakona. Let's speak about a little mouth. If it's a sakona, lamazogin they're scared. But the derech klal, I think most places in America, if you put something in the window, people don't break the windows. Especially at bars. Now the shail is, you mechuyev to go to the window or not? And it's a turn chakir. Chakir Shoina was, Bezman HaGimor, a person doesn't want to keep the halacha. But the evidence could be, it's in the house or not. Now explain. If Chakira Aleph, the answer is B'diavad is Yoytze, so all of our Shir is only like Katkhila. B'diavad anyway, if you lied inside, you're okay. Well, see, Munaf Kaminis. But there's no idea. B'diavad anyway, Yoytze. Seidah. You look at Chumra, we'll just make a Chumra. Make a Zevidai and Rebbe. Seidah. You have a lot to be Seimech, even if the whole Shir is right. If B'diavad you're not Yoytze, now you want to know what to do. So the second chikir was window. A lot of people in Russia and America, delete for sure, they put in a window. Even today they come down to Israel, they're used to the window. Yeah? Family goes to the window. Yeah? No, but then but the other day. So again, like a chikir they have to put downstairs maybe. But the other, they have a window. They have a window. But if they don't have a window, the marshal, all the dirt of the Bachim here that they have to go five floors down under the ground, there's no window. So then they have to if the Iker Adin they can't light, they don't have a window. So if the Yavid could be Yoytz inside, they could be Yoytz inside. If the Yavid can be Yoytz inside, they will have to go outside. The Chikir Shlishis says people in America learn Zogin. They will decide that it's Shasa Sakona. Now, if we'll say that a window is like a door, so the Chumra here is a Chumra. Mitech the Kula that we'll make on Americans that want to use the window to say, but the Yavid could be Yoytz in window, that Svor has also a reason to be Machmir on them. You want to put in the window. But Mele, even if you're a chassid and you don't want to put in the window, you will have to put in the window because it's not a sakana for you. It's interesting. In Mishneh Berurah, it's mashma that it's not a chiyuv gomor. Mishneh Berurah says like this: Kayoim shemanichim befnim, im yesh li chaloyim ve'ein ze sakana, lekatchile yaniach shom ve'lo liyad adelas. This is the litvish shita that while it's not dangerous to put in the window, so the litvish put in the window. Why did Mishneh Berurah say lekatchile? Mishneh Berurah had to say you have to. The Moshe Feinstein really wanted the hole that you have. So Adam was talking there, maybe B'Shas HaSakon Etake B'Etzim Chazal want the door. If they move the door, they let you to put inside. Chazal never made a takone for windows. Takone was outside. A person that doesn't have outside could use this window. But B'Shas HaSakon that is no din outside is Hutro, Tchuyo, Nishtokin outside. Nishtokin outside is inside. Then when is it din outside? No, I can't. Say no, so I make a window. But Chazal cannot give me a place outside because it's Shasa Sakone. So it's Nifka this aloha. It's there's no din to look for windows. Chazal never covered a window. The Mokim is Bachutz. So now we have to start to clear how we could light inside. So Be'ebes, Rabbi Liashi Be'etzim stops here. Talk to Rabbi Liashi. No. So it's not like Gemara, but the Eved you're not the Yoytzer. The Sakon has stopped. So if a person lights inside near the door, Lefir Rebbe Yashim, just say Baruch Shem Kamei Malchusa when you finish. Baruch Alev Atole, Pashlis. Pashlis, Baruch Alev Atole. What is the Heta? Pesum and Nisa, no Shaychas. A person can light in a place that is not, it's not a place, yeah? Like a person can't put a menorah on top of a car, yeah? It's a Gomish Mitnish, yeah? There's no place there. Chazal have places. Pesach Habayis, Abis Medrash. A person will go put on top of his head. We'll see. A person goes on a plane, what to do? Yeah. How to light menorah on the plane if you're traveling these days? Say, we'll get it. There's no stam menorahs. There's no stam. Menorah has a mocker. Look at B'Yashiv. If the aloch is Pesach Habayis, Chazal has no sakon anymore today. B'Mele Rebbe Yashi B'etzim holds that there's no heter to light outside and there's no heter windows that Katchil, it's only B'Diyavet. Klal Yisrael have to light outside. Mimcho Yiru V'chen Yasu, and we have to change. This is a true Benish Megifrek. Rebbe Yashi himself went and written a letter that he's trying to change it. Achon of Negaluso, they can't change their habits. That's what he calls the people that don't change. It's hard for people to change their habits. Now again, if this man like Gemara B'Diyavet B'Yoytze, if you put in a window, so even if you're a Beliashi, you're a Maisa, but you have a Yoytze, which is a time. So, Be'etzem, the Iker time of Rebbe Liashi will be on guys that don't have windows. Yeshiva Bochum that live in basements. So, by them, if they light inside that no one sees, if you're a Beliashi, they're not Yoytze Bichlav. It's Bochum Levatol. Only if we say that, even if it's Malay Gemor, it's Bediyevit. I'll get more later than enough, Kiminis La Aloche. I'm asked with all the Moshe guys in Malam Esir Mamo. So we'll see later, there's a building across the street. I will get it. But then again, so the Nafkamina person has to know all of the halachas to know when he has to be Yoytzer Rebbe Yashiv. So let me get. So the shaila is how we light inside. I think in America some people yet light outside, inside yet. But it actually holds a winter time, like everyone will change. And that's how I think it's starting to come in, Baruch Hashem. So what is the heter? So again, the people that light in windows, we said it's not so bad, because the Ma'aser of Moshe says that even if it's a dim to light in the door, when you light in the window, the Ma'aser you yoytze. So first we have to know, the Dvar Yoshua, one that Rabbi Eliashiv is matkit, Choshev Erov, he says that when Chazal changed it, they will mafkia the din from outside, and you have to light inside. He holds if you light outside, it's a Bochel Vatol. Bochel Vatol. Chazal moved it. Nekro. He brings a marshal for that, that you know, Amol, they will blow shofar miyad when he woke up in the morning. It's reason like Dimin Lemitzvah. Why they left it after the Kiddush? Yeah. Well, then the goyim will try to chab the yidden, so they did it after 3 hours. So today the goyim not trying to chab the yidden. But the time change, Chazal, k'suvus p'sul and nisus liyem arvi. Some people are makid on it, yeah. But most people don't get married liyem arvi. Yeah, I am married liyem arvi. Most people are not makid on p'sul and nisus liyem arvi. Yeah. Why? Chazal will oikir it. There's no Indian to start. I'll be machmir to get my B.M. Revi. I'm machmir. But today, the Maisa was no reason to oikir it. They were oikir it because the Agmon was coming. So going to get some Maisa to open. Today, it's not a good thing. So people say, oh, Chazal oikir it, it goes away. So mainly, Chazal oikir it. So first, it's schwer because Shchanoch brings it down. For who does Shchanoch write it? Mitzvah l'anichi v'pesach habayis. For who does Yosef was writing it? Now, I want to tell you a lomdeshe taine. Now, this is good. What's the Dvar Yeshua as nish gerecht? What all the people that light inside tell themselves? Okay, the Di'evet Yoyitze even b'zman ha'gemor. They heard the Chakira, they heard Shein Etzdorin, that even b'di'evet Yoyitze b'zman ha'gemor. So, Shalom ala nafshi, b'zman ha'gemor b'di'evet Yoyitze. If the Zman HaGemorah B'di'evet Yoyitze, so B'Sha'as HaSakone, Chazal didn't have to switch the place. Because the whole time that place was good. So there was no reason to be Oiker outside. The whole reason to think that there's a reason to be Oiker outside is, because the place is outside. If they want to give a place inside, they have to switch the place. So Chazal had to be oiker, because if they're not oiker, so they will not have a place inside. But if we'll say that even bezman legemore b'di'evet yoyitze inside, so there's no purpose for Chazal to say that bezman hasakona the place is only inside. If bezman Chazal you cannot light inside, so when they want to switch the place, they have to make a akira, not outside, inside. This is the Dvar Yeshua's Ma'ala. But if we say that even Bizman HaGemore, that the Yevon Yoytze inside, so Mitzal Sheni Faker, the Vadim Nish Gevena Akir. The Minchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss, Zatzal, he says you're allowed to light inside, he brings down the Itur. The Loshon HaItur is, Bizman HaSakone Hidliku Befnim. Vekayoyim, Af She'ein Sakone Madliki Mibefnim. Keivon She'noagu Noagu. Umiyu Nochon She'yadlik Bachutz. So the Maisa he says nochon, but the Maisa the Itur says the minig was to light inside. Bar Zaruah El Chizchanik says shekayoyim she'ein tzakone noagu lehadlik b'fnim lo yadan et taim emai. So the Dvar Yeshua says, you see, he says that it's not a tzakone like today, and they were lighting inside. Rabbi Yashi says, and he says we're lo yadan. Yeah, does state that he wants to change it? Rav Yeshua says no. He says Azei does. The Zaruah was lighting inside. He says he doesn't know why, but we don't change. Rav Yashi says, yeah, if he says he doesn't know, so we have to switch. Again, it's the right klolei apsak. Rav Yashi, yeah. Oyel moed to tell me the Rashi b'echad state Azei. Achshav noagu la'argiach al Pesach habayis b'fnim afal pi she'ein l'shas ha'sakon. Megdoi la'olam. When a person lights inside, he could know he's. At least in Gan Eden, he will be with the Itur, with the Zoruah, with the Oil Moyet. Rabbi Yerucham says, Lav dafke sakone, there's a sakone that they will steal the menorah, especially if you have a silver one. So if you light it outside, they will steal it. He says, why? Because Chazal will not metaken to light it to be a shayna. The sakone was to light it to go back home. If you light outside, they go and pinch it. So you know, so if it's a place of shkotzi, a borah park, if you leave a menorah, I don't know, chveish nishin. I don't know the matzah of them. There's a lot of places that even if it's not a sakone, they will take it. Chazal will not mechayev to put chains and matzah and shmira. Chazal will not mechayev. Not silver. I'm saying stam. No, not after silver. I'm saying stam. If the shkotzim will take it, I just gave a moshe. The Imre Noyam brings down the Shem Megillah Steinis b'pnei aleitzi. B'nei aleitzi. Mostly later, it's again the yeshiva. One of the chetintzes, we use the kula from b'nei aleitzi. And after Mina was, we'll see later, sometimes everything is taken already. The only place that is left, that if you bend down on the floor, you could light. So shayla, if you have a chuyuv to bend down on the floor, like to lay on the floor and to light. The only place that everything will be taken, tafus, you'll see me outside, after everyone lights outside. And then there's one little place, but mama's like, everyone will laugh on you. B'nei aleitzi. Shtey is a heter that if people will laugh on you, also is a kula. We'll see. The Oruch HaShulchan says, and those are the reason why you don't have to light outside, he says it's very windy outside. He said, Amor was not so windy. This is the Oruch HaShulchan. I can check it today in history. He says, you see, anyway, everything is changing in the world. They say it's getting warmer. He says, it's getting colder. It's getting windy. He says, Chazal will not mechayev in Chanukah. It doesn't say nowhere in Chazal how the box stands. It's not knowing the Gemara of the box. Chazal matriach to build boxes and glass boxes. Leishoman. The light. Why is Amol they lit outside and it stayed? Today, if you light outside, it blows off. So we are going to box. Avu shein chazal a box. No yishaman. Shilas Yavesh said, you have to build a box. As I said, he says Amol was not windy. He says, today, even in the summer, try to light a candle in the street, you see the blow off. So the massive change became windy in the world. As I said, and Mikroish Kodesh, Mitzvah Hashem, will speak next week. You have to know, when you light outside, it's not so poshut. Avada, we have to light outside, but it's Hashem. Forget it. But when you light outside, if you don't know how to light, it's a brochel of atole. Because if you light it, then you close the box, it's a problem. Because b'shasdi you're lighting, it was not roi lamoid a half an hour, but roch metzuyah. So adloko is a mitzvah. When you close the door, it's really too late. It's time to blame in our osu. So it's a whole chokhmah how to light outside. If you light without knowing the chokhmahs, so Mikroi Kodesh says, because of that, they moved it inside. Most people don't know all the tricks how to light outside. So the Meila will come out, if people will light outside, and then they will have brachas of atole. So it's not enough to light outside. You have to know when you buy a box, what kind of box to buy, how to light. So it's like Hansa Avoida, how to light outside. Meila, and this is the Mikroi Kodesh. The Maril Diskin says that the reason that they're lighting inside, Mipnei Sakone, means from the time the Sakone started, Kol Zman is a chashash that the Sakone will come back. Kol Zman we're in Golas, the Sakone could come back. And the Sakone doesn't mean that you think America, or England, or France. Sakone is also known as Israel. A couple of years ago, it was a Maisa here, some neighbors living inside the building. You met a Friar neighbors there, Dalton. And one of the Friar neighbors was passing, it was an old lady, Achmesti. She was a whole court case, she choked from the smell of the smoke. The kids are, the court was mechayvim to pay who knows how much. Till it came to the top court, and you know, they had to cancel the psak and the enem shegit, and the paskin as it. Yeah? But she was crying in the building, and she smoked, and she got dizzy, and she fell, and she slipped. The kids are, you know, it was a whole zach. So, this one, Maril Diskin says, Chazal se mipnei hasakona means, kol zman, that is a tzadat, yada goyim sholetes aleinu, a fraye yidin, this is man hasakona. Nechzir shesvorim shteyden, and Magid Mikoznitz, that Alpi Nistor, that they were oikeret, fakert, nizbatel megalas tainis, the Irv Pesumanise, haidis negia to us. Also in Sefer Seder Hayom, he brings down from the Bezman Ha'ari that they were lighting inside. Also in Mishneh Berurah, Pashas in Radin, they say Pashas was no sakone. That's what the history, you know, Meir Eina Yisrael, 6-7 volumes. The whole story is going, Radin was no sakone. אז זה משמע. I'm saying, חביב יש גילוי. And the Chofetz Chaim says, "Kayoy madlikim befnim." Now you have to know it's a big problem because if Rabbi Yashiv is right, so if a person comes home late and he lights inside, if Rabbi Yashiv he can't make a bracha. Shabbos says that the day that we light inside, if you come late, you can make a bracha because it's bnei abayis. If you choishes to Rabbi Yashiv that today is not just a sakon at least in Eretz Yisrael, so you're not allowed to light inside. Sefer I says Malakit Nite Gavriel, what a great sariches to prove that you could light inside. So let me make an itzter a shtickel halacha lemaisa. This is negia shlav aleph halacha lemaisa. If a person lights inside, we have an hutum lamed zchus. We bring down choshev rishonim, asach leket from achroinim, asach chsidus asfarim. But yesh al milis moich. Avada, if a person has a minig from a rebbe or someone, we're not speaking against kehilas gdoishes. Avada is yesh al milis moich. If a person decides to light inside. Aber Rabbein Eliashiv, Rabbein Yomi Zilber, the Chazanish, the Briskerov, others and andere, all of Paskin, that you have to light outside. And if you light outside, the Kula Alme Yoytze, Chutz the Dvar Yerushua, the ones who say that they were Oikir, Nish Niskata. Now, if you light it inside the house, near a window, that you can see from outside, Lemaise B'dievel Yoytze. So if you light in the window that you can see, it has to be a see-through window. So the windows here are not good windows because the glass, you can't see the menorah. Even if you can see, you have to see the menorah close. You have to see the light. But only if you leave the window open. You have to buy a box also. So if you light in the window, but you have it, you light. So the chur, it sounds very posh. And then so in the minute that you hear this, I think every bacher will go to light outside. This is the davar ha-roi la-asitz. L'chura. So now I want to come to the next shlav. It sounds so simple. So why do you think Lemaisa, not everyone is following this? Not everyone knows this. Right? After everyone knows it, why? It had to be Nachas Gantz Klal Yisrael, everyone will start to do it. The problem starts like this. After we know there's an Indian to light outside, and we have to know, Gemara says, Chavivoi mitzvahs Chanuko ad meroid. Chavivo mitzvahs Chanukah ad meoid. Hazoir bener avelei bonim talmidei chachomim. So the person has to wonder why Hazoir bener lechanukah, he doesn't see bonim talmidei chachomim. He's lying inside. Shalom aleichem. As a chmei ravade, hakash why the bonim talmidei chachomim. Chavivo yi ad meoid. And we have to know, lechanukah is mehadrin, mehadrin mina mehadrin. The whole inner of Nechanike is to be Mehadr. Mehadr. This is the inner of Nechanike. This is the whole inner of Nechanike. The Foshim explained Taki Pshat. So what is the inner of Nechanike? Why Taki Nechanike with Mehadr so much? Mehadrin. Mehadrin mina Mehadrin. Mehadrin mina Mehadrin. What is Mehadrin? Oil. Shemen Zayis. 8 candles. Lekol Bnei Abayis. It's Yidurim, Yidurim, Yidurim. We never have such a mitzvah. But why is Taki Azei? The Mefarshim explained why Taki say Azay. Because it's a vote from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, if you ask someone today in the street, what happened in Chanukah? What they will say? The oil was lighting for 8 days. Yeah. If you open Al Anisim, Rabim biyad me'atim, Tmeim biyad hoyrim, Rishoyim biyad tzadikim, Zeini biyad oiskis erosecho, it bichlal doesn't mention that it's given an oil. So what is the answer? For sure, you don't have to say thank you for the oil. Who needs the oil? And what do we have to say thank you? The oil? We had 3 years we didn't have Beis HaMikdash, another 8 days. Hashem saved us from the war. We almost died. Rabbim biyad me'atim. I've never said thank you. And oils you don't say thank you. In 3 years with no Beis HaMikdash, another 8 days. Tumot of Betzibur. What is the grace of thank you? They have oil, they have a menorah. 8 days line, they come. What's the grace of click? And then we don't say thank you. We only say thank you and Hashem saved us. So the kasha is more. If the thank you is when Hashem saved us, So why, when we symbolize Chanukah, we put a menorah? We had to put a chmeis, a makabim outside, a magen David, a chmeis nishmas. Aber Moshe, I saw in children, was like magen David, David HaMelech had such a magen. He says, like Moshe, he had a shalif, he had to take it. It's the only shizach or not. He says, David was mechav, and arba ruchis, a shomayim, mekabel oymach, a shomayim, shomayim, v'oretz, a lalad ruchis, so David had such a magen. And then ruf is magen David. And then Moshe is like in a tshuva. Vini dvi. Aber nishkin menoiro. He says, makabim, a magen David, aber nishkin menoiro. Says, a person comes into a room. He sees a lady taking a little baby, washing him, cleaning him, putting him. She puts it down. She goes to the next baby. He wonders, this lady, what is this? It's a housekeeper, a babysitter. Or the Yiddish mama. The mama for the kid. How he knows? He comes in, sees a lady bathing a baby, cleaning him, diapers out. He declares, Veridos, the Yiddish mama or the helper, the housekeeper? If she finishes to put the kid, she finishes to clean him, she puts it down, she goes to the next one, housekeeper. If when she finishes to clean the kid, she gives him a kiss in the forehead, that's in the Yiddish Shema. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to save us. Shaloi tishtokach mi pizaroi. Shaloi tishtokach. Hitler tried. Yo, yish baroi. Tiochus. We stay. Now we come up. Hazar ribuif in Klal Yisrael. No, Hitler. Shaloi tishtokach mi pizaroi. But sometimes Hashem does it because he has to, and sometimes he does it because he wants to. How we know if he wants? If he gives us a kiss. He had to save us. Rabbi Ben Me'atim, he had to save us. And the thank you is, Al Anisim, Rabbi Ben Me'atim, Tzei Me'atoyim, Hashem Tzadikim, Tzei Me'atoyim, Tzei Me'atoyim. But when we knew that Hashem does it because he wants to, when he gave us the kiss, the menorah, we didn't need it, the extra kush. So the kid doesn't say thank you to the mother for the kiss. He says, thank you for changing my diaper. Aber wie weißt du, dass er Mama? Von der Kusch. Und nachher kach bau bonecho li dvir beisecho vi idliku neres mechatsus kodshecho. You know, Klal Yisrael, when they went out of Mitzrayim, famous, as we said over a couple of times, you know, everyone learns that when we went out of Mitzrayim in Yam Suf, from the walls, you know, all different things, Gishmak and Zachem came out from the walls. And they take chocolates, candy, had sour sticks, all different Gishmak and Zachem came from the walls. And the shaila is why? Why Klal Yisrael need it? Roaso shivcho al hayama shelo iro yecheskel ben buzi. Nisim eliflos. He needs candies. The Torah says Hashem said He will take us out of Mitzrayim. He promised. Shelo yema roisa zoken v'yov devinu roisa machakach yitzu. He promised. He will take us out of Mitzrayim. But he could do it because he has to. He could do it because he wants to. He wanted to show us Klal Yisrael, I love you. I'm not doing it because I have to. Take chocolate, take candies. Bunny map from Hashem. He gave us a kiss. How Klal Yisrael kissed back the Kodesh Baruch? Hashem gives a kiss, he gives a kiss back. B'shas Kiras Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael will mekabel on themselves a mitzvah that Hashem never said to do. There's one mitzvah that Hashem never told us to do, and we decided to do it on our own. We say it every day in Davar. One mitzvah that Hashem didn't tell us to do, and we decided to do it on our own. You know what mitzvah? Ze keili v'anveyu eloi ki ovi v'arim emelu. Hidur mitzvah. We become ourselves to do Hidur mitzvah. We're a nevuah, so we're going to have a chiyuv. But this is Klal Yisrael, it's a nevuah of Moshe. It's Yoshe Moshe of Nei Yisrael. Hashem, when we will do mitzvahs, we will not do it because we have to. We don't have to, we can buy a small tefillin. We can buy a shvacha esrei. We'll show you, Hashem, we love you. $150 esrei. We don't, we can buy for 10 shekel. Tefillin. Mudoroi, tzitzim, talis no. We'll show you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zekeli v'anveyu. We will also do the mitzvahs, not because we have to. Ner Chanukah, that the Chanukah, the Chefetz of the Nes, was to show that Hashem loves us. The Chefetz of the Hidur is Mehadrim. Mehadrim mina Mehadrim. Hashem, we're doing it because we want to. So Avada and Avada, the first thing is to look to find the right place to light. And not to say, but the Evidah, I'm Yoytza here, I'm Yoytza here. Chaval to Ganzi Chanukah. Chaval to Ganzi Chanukah. It's better to light. If you light inside, light the candles. Chaval on the oil. The oil is a chumre. It's a kleine Indian to have oil. Say it. Oh, to find the right place to light, this is the main thing. I say, Alamol, I don't mind. Light inside with candles. I hate when guys light inside with oil. The real Hidur, they in place to become all the shittas. We said, Achkir, but the other Yaita inside. The candles are Alamol Yaita. So, what's that from the Katkhil in the Yavid? Oil in the Yavid, you machter al Katkhil from oil. Nishkin Mahalacha. So now a person decides, okay, after all of this, He's asking to follow us to light outside. Yeah? Now, the shaila is, and this is the reason the answer, not everyone comes with us. I'll explain to you the problem. The Gemara says, I say, Nerchanike manichoi al Pesach asomuch lirshu sorabi. Zogt Rashi, Pesach achotzer. Tosfos says, Pesach habayis sheroi mirshu sorabi. Take in the old days, like in America, a person has a yard in front of his house. So there's two places he could light. After the chotzer, in front of the house is a yard. In the end of the yard, he has like a door. This is Pesach achotzer lirshu sorabi. Or in the Pesach of the bayis lirshu sorabi. The Dvar Yeshua says, how Rashi and Tesis have a machlekes where they light? They don't remember where they light last year. What is the machlekes? Where they were lighting? The Tesis says for years no one was lighting outside anyway. No one lights outside anymore. It's a given a machlekes. What's the given as well? As I said, the Dvar Yeshua. He says every mitzvah people forgot. A machlekes everyone did every year. How Rashi and Tesis have a machlekes where they light? Pesach Abayis and Pesach Achotza. What's the given the year before? That's Nishgiven. Nishgiven, 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 Nishgiven. No one remembered. So we're going to show you the Gemara, but we're going to show you the Gemara. That's why Yeshua. Now, we pass in Pesach HaChotzer. As they pass in Shulchan Aruch, like Rashi, Pesach HaChotzer. As the Machlek is Chazanish and Briske Rob. We pass in, what? But we call it, we pass in, you have to light Pesach HaChotzer. Machlekes Chazanish and Briske Rav, what is Pesach? The Mahoya Bachot, the first Rashi in Ashutfim Shalot Lass in Mechitza, Chotzer, the Rashi Sheroiv Tashmishon Bachotzer. Dr. Amol, they made laundry in the chotzer. I saw Amol, Paul Diras in Yeshiva here, take they have some couches and mats in the chotzer. But the derech klal, most people in the chotzer, Dr. Chazanish today, they do garnish in the chotzer. They do garnish. The man doesn't have a din chotzer. If it doesn't have a din chotzer, Dr. Chazanish, so then Pesach Abayis has to be the place. Briskerov says, Sidor Alein Chotzer. Sidor Alein Chotzer. Now, so the male, if a person wants to light, the Fidu Chazanishi has to light Pesach Abayis, the Fidu Buskirov lights Pesach HaChotzer. So already we don't know where to light when we light outside. Again, we said if a person hangs a mezuzah on the table, it's a garnish. So the Fidu Chazanish, if a person puts in Pesach HaChotzer, it's a brocha levatolet. So the male, I'm just explaining. Some people say, you know, let me light inside the Yetzer Al Shittes and Fartik. I'm starting to take on this new chumul from Rabbi Yashiv outside. I don't know where it's outside. I'm lighting outside, but I'll be better off to light inside. And taken, we have to know. The person wants to follow the chumra of outside, he has to know exactly what's haste outside. Now, there's another chumra in Bris, the Sefer of Biskerov, that is a tznai that a Pesach has to have a tzuras of Pesach. There's a chotzer, and it doesn't have a tzuras of Pesach, like in front of Yeshiva, the main building. So the main building, there's two chatzeres, but they don't have a tzuras pesach. So in one of them, in one of those shivas that lives in the building, he makes a tzuras pesach before Chanukah. The workers come and they make a tzuras pesach. That the male you have a tzuras pesach that he could light outside pesach hachotzer. We asked Rabbi Yashim once when he came from the chorus in the yeshiva, where to light. He showed on the door, not outside. The door is the yeshiva, not the piece of land around the yeshiva. Okay, he didn't see the tzuras pesach at the end of Gimah. So, b'meile, here we come to a real problem. When a person wants to light outside, where is the place to light outside? Now, the Chazanish holds that if a person lives in an apartment building, there's nowhere to light. Why? There's no chotzer. So Pesach HaBayis is the Pesach of the apartment. People can't see it from the street. So then zog the Chazanish, you don't have what? And then, Zag the Chazanish Barazay, you have to light it inside the window, and if you don't have a window, to light it on the table. In the yeshiva, it's much easier to light outside because the whole yeshiva is one big room, one big house. you sleep here, you eat downstairs, showers you take there, learning you learn there, your library is there. I mean, you have all different chatinsas, yeah? Your phones are here. It's like, you have a big house. A nice house. Here you eat, here you learn, here you chazer, here you do this, here you hear this. So in yeshiva, you could look at it like one big house, so it's Pesach HaBayit. But if you're living in an apartment building, the fit the chazanish, so the chazanishnikas and bnei brak don't line outside. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you know Reb Chaim Kanievsky's house? Most people know. He lights in Pesach HaBayit, not down the steps, on top of the steps. Pesach HaBayit. If you have this lefit the chazanish, you have to go to Pesach HaChotzer. A lot of people, the marshal, they don't know what to do. Marshal myself, I don't know what to do. I want to light outside to be kind of biskirot. But the filach hazinish, I'm not yet. So what a lot of people do, they just light two menorahs. This is what most people do. We'll see about some people have a chumra of three, but we'll get to the two. Most frum people, they might light two menorahs. I'm saying most, I mean frum should be frum. Chenish can. I'm saying, don't forget the mold that the first one to know Aloch and the Maisa. Definitely, Yeshiva Pachal finishes comparison to Sassar, a way to mean Hogan. If you want the Yotze both Shittas, you cannot be Yotze by Etzim without two minutes. Because, so by Etzim, yeah, why not? I have a window. So if I light in the window, Fidu Chazanish I'm Yotze, and by the Yevin, Fidu Biskrov I'm also Yotze. But my problem is different. Because my building, the windows are Malam Esrim Amo. So as the window, I'm not Yotze. So the male, if I'm lighting in the window, it's a gomish. So the fiddle has nisham yaitse because I don't have a bias. So I'm lighting inside. The fiddle is going to have to light inside. You right, I have a building across the street. So the fiddle of Moshe Feinstein, we'll see later, it's also called, the people from across the street could see it, so it's okay. We'll get it. But on Reb Moshe, I'm not yaitse. Reb Yashi holds that it doesn't have across the street. It has to be the malam esrim mama from the street. So, I want to go Keseda. Start. So lama zog a person like me that doesn't have a window. Or has a window lamala me'esrim and I want to have a problem. So what I do? I want to be yaitzev b'skerov, I light outside. Shidu chaznish is gornish, so I light inside. Where I make the brocha? Inside or outside? You for sure don't talk. You make a brocha, you don't sing, you run to the other one, you light, and then you start to sing. You're not allowed to talk in between. So some people say it's better to make the brocha outside, not on inside. Because inside, b'di'evi you yaitze, in the Wolfgang Reb Chaim, after yaitze b'di'evi, you can yaitze the hidu. Reb Chaim says, the person has two esrogim, first make a brocha on the mehuda one, then on the kosher one. Because if you make on the kosher, yaitze b'di'evi, you can add. So if you light inside, it could be b'di'evi you yaitze. So then you can yaitze b'skirot. And the zogim fakel, it's totally in every house. I don't want to go into it. I'll explain the klal. If outside is a good chotzer, I say to make the brocha outside and then to come inside. If the brocha outside is a shvache chotzer, that is not tzuras ha-pesach. So the filbus kerov is also not good. And the chlal doesn't look exactly a chotzer, the kamatzer. But you want to be yoytze the biskerov anyway. So you light inside, you make the brocha, and then you light outside. The brocha Rabbi Yashi, if you want to go to Rabbi Yashi's house, he has mamash a chotzer with a door. So he lights outside his chotzer. The chazanish gave a eitz. And before Aloch HaLemaise, every day Aloch HaLemaise, Chazanish gave a eitzah that a person wants to be eitzah all the shittas, what to do. He don't want to be eitzah to be able to win, but he wants to be eitzah Pesach HaBayit. Oh, but the line outside is good, see the Chazanish, is not good. But he wants to be eitzah also with Kerov. Chazanish has an eitzah. He says, if you have in your dira a porch that has a window with a door, you light inside that window. Not only the outside, but the inside. Then you yoytze al shita. You have the dievin manicha al shulchanon. You have the window that people could see. And it's also Pesach HaBayit. Because when there's a fire, the fire engine, they come from there. The fire engine, they climb and they come in. So it's Pesach HaBayit. Don't laugh. 7 years ago, I said it over in a shir. The bacher's name was Moshe Friedman. Slept in a diskadira. He came over, he was dira, and he said over the chazanish, he didn't chap exactly what I said.
And the Eilam were laughing with him. He doesn't chop us with the fire engine to finish the Pesach HaBayit. He was not masked with good, it was his fault. But the Kitzur HaMaisa, in the middle of that night was a fire, and the fire engine had to come with a ladder and to save all the Bachim through the door. So if someone left, you know, could I to have the number of the fire engine near the bed to leave the door open? You have to know the Chazanish is not going to get on the earth and get the mezuzah. Chazanish puts the mezuzah in the porch, from the porch into the house. Not from the house to the porch. He puts it from the porch to the house, because when the fire engine comes, they just come back into the house. So the mezuzah and the porch is the Chazanish is from the porch to the house. Not from the house to the porch. Now, the Moshul. If the Moshul Abacha decides, okay, the Moshul will take this building, Shalmi Simcha. So everyone wants here, it's very Gishmak. It's one building, bathroom, showers, dorms, it's Medrash. But the Pesach Habayis is the door outside. The Yeshiva will put two big things outside that you could like. We'll see later. After the Tefach HaSamuch, there's a lot of halachas outside, you have to note. The light outside, it's like a Visan, that Visan Hilchis Chanukah. If it's a little bit far from the door, Pochel Avatole. Aber lama sagen, the yeshiva puts two big zachen, aber du bist am Masri. Till you come outside, oder a batlem, everything is taken. Everything is taken. Sagen the poiskim, so das war sehr bischasse Sakone. So then you could light inside the beer. If you don't have with the light outside, hab nicht kein Platz. It's a chidush. Und das steht im Ritva. Aber the person didn't manage to buy a box. So was kommt auf. So then he's allowed to light inside. What Bochum do, I want to this chalik before we go into the Pratim. What Bochim do to be yoytze al shittes, once again the chosh of the Bochim, but you know they don't have kecht for the Reitach Tzufi. What they do is, this is what most Bochim do in the shittes. They light inside the Moshe. And then he shtates the prute outside. So I want to go to the order. The order is like this. The frum have two menorahs in the house, not in the yeshiva Bochim. One upstairs, one downstairs. And the yeshiva the Moshe, we'll see later what is inside. Where is inside? The window. It's so much problem with what is inside in the dorm. You sleep in a dorm. What is inside? The window, the door, the bed. It's a lot. We have to know what is inside, what is outside. But let me gain it to a dira, not to a dorm. We'll go to a dira, a person lives on the Zagachayim Ashlak, and he lights inside and outside. Now, everyone lights outside, inside. So what you do is, you light inside the mushroom, and you can put one candle outside. Right? If a person has there's one box outside, you just take a tea light and you light one. Me'ikar adin lekatchila and nechanike with shaiva mamish mehuva. So you have already one menorah inside mehadrim and mehadrim. For this chumra from Rabbi Yashir, you light. This is what a lot of bochim do. They light in one place. Doesn't make a difference now what is the one place. And then every time we have to measure what is the more mashma than the moshul. Bochum has a window inside his room. So it's not so bad to light in the window. So he puts one candle outside. There's one true Bochum outside and he's Rabbi Yashir. So they put by him one candle. So Bochum don't want to put one candle. They mishtate the pruta. They give him a pruta. The mishtate the pruta with him. Now, we have to know that mishtate the pruta is not so poshut. Because we'll see later, Mishnah Berurah learns in the next shiurim that Pruta only helps when there's a balabais and the achsanoi is mishtatev of the Pruta. Two achsanoim, two bochrim cannot do Pruta together. Mishnah Berurah brings out two shittas. So it's a bidyevet. Only if they eat together, Mishnah Berurah has a suffix if two achsanoim could be mishtatev. Avad if akel, the balabait can't be mishtatev with achsanoim. Moshe, you're staying by someone for Shabbos and you're lighting outside. He says, you know what, I'm mishtatev with you, the yoytze with you. The Balabais for sure cannot join the Achsanoi. But, the Nafkamina is that if you do that Eitzah, the Bochum says, listen, I'm lighting inside. Azeh is good for me, Azeh given good for my Tatis and the Itu, for Rabbi Yeruchat, for Rabbi Yashiv Schumre, Rabbi Mishtat, the Prusa, yeah, it's enough. It's also good. Yeah? Mishkin Frum should be Frum, but I'm Frum. But the Bochum has to know that he has to make a tnai kof. What happens a lot of times, the Bochum downstairs lights before him.
Now could be the Yevri was Yotzer already. So now when he lights up still, the Bochel Vatol. So he has to make it tonight. So the best thing is, the Moshe, if you litzvah to mishtata with the chosid, so he lights later. But then you have to know, if you go away for Shabbos and you come back, you know, after Sunday, so then it's the other Hashayim. But the best thing is to make it tonight with the Bochel that I'm shaleach you to be moitzi me, but if I didn't light in that day, so on the tzad of lighting inside, but the Yevri helps, I don't want to be Yotzer. If anyway I'm not Yotzer inside, chosh, I'll have a menorah. So these are the eitzes vitzah reinstellen. This is the eitzes how to do it. Now one mezach, I want to masada of it later. We'll speak maybe today. We'll speak about the yeshiva. We'll talk about the yeshiva. So again, inside the room, I said if a person has to measure, he has a window. When he goes out to ask a shiner, he has a window. He has a porch door with a glass. He's in a better condition. Moshe, when I go to Dira Sabachrim to check where to lie, when I see a Dira that has a glass door, most times I'm just Tzarech Esri Mamo. Lie there, you yaitse b'skerov chaznish, but you have everything. But yeah, but you have everything. But that was choice. Nobody asked me. Bochus gora machma psaida. But if he only has a window, so come. If he's a malam esrim, I push it to put down stairs also. If he's not a malam esrim, then I check how from he is. It's totally. A person has to know. Now, the marshal, there's another cooler here. Nobody asked you all. A person sleeps in the main building. So the windows that face, place without a name, Lamazogan, yeah. So that windows alamala meesrimamo. We measure the top windows alamala meesrimamo. Yeah, but if you come from the Chama bakery and you go straight, it's the teich esrimamo. Rabbi Yashim and Rabbi Chaim can hold that it's okay. Now even if you go down near the yeshiva, you measure from the top windows it's lamala meesrimamo. Aval from the Chama and the street there, if you go straight in the ear, it's the teich esrimamo. It's okay. Anyway, maybe it's okay because maybe in the building from Ner Gavriel you could see, maybe from Bishalom you could see. So this is the other kula from Rabbi Moshe, that if it's building throughout the street, it's okay. But I'm saying a lot of times, especially at the Sroh, that is ups and downs. So even if you measure it down, it's a malo meesrim amo, but if the street cross is higher, it's not a problem. Now, so let me get Lamas Dagan in the issue. So the shaila is where to light in the yeshiva. I'm not going now to the dining room of the machile. We'll get after it. If you light in the dira, you have to eat in the dira. There's more problems after it. But lama zogon, a person is in the dorm. Lama zogon in this dorm. We'll take this building. So what is the building? We have two dorms floors on top, and we have this medrash here in the door. So the ikar adil for b'yashi, we can light outside. Yaitse. Abacher says he doesn't want to light outside. He wants to light inside. He's scared outside. He doesn't have a place. Everything is taken. Yeah, taken. So he wants the light inside. So the marshal here, there's no windows tonight. Shami doesn't have windows. So he will like, get Manicha al-Shulchanet. Where is Manicha al-Shulchanet? Say that. Some people say no. In yeshiva, the room, this is your house. The Pesach of the door, Moshe Terbuch wants to say, especially in the mirror, it's Mamash Hashem Shusaradim, yeah? Especially in the main building, it's Mamash Hashem Shusaradim, yeah? Some is at least 1,000 people a day pass there, yeah? More than a lot of streets in the world. So, Be'etzem, you could light in the Pesach of the door. So, some Bochim you'll see, they will light in the Pesach of the door outside the room. They have a window, I will not tell them. Light in the window. But they don't have a window. Now, they don't have outside. And they don't have a window. So they say, okay, I will maniach in Pesach of the room. Now, but there's a problem. Because there's a big tzad to say that the Pesach of the room is gone. So if there's nowhere, it says nowhere. It's not Pesach Habayis, because Pesach Habayis is outside. It's not a window. The hallway is not even his room. It belongs to no one. He's not eating there, it's gone. So the eitzah is to open the door and to light it inside the doorpost, inside the door, inside the room, and you leave the door open. So then It's also Pesach Habayit that you could see it, and it's also Manich Al Shulchan, it's inside your roof. But there you have a problem with Pnei Ganavi. If you leave, then there's a Ptuv with Pnei Ganavi. So, how do you stay back in the room? How do you then you put it back, so leave it inside. So light on the table and finish. But I'm saying, is the Eitzah, if a person wants to be Eitzah, especially in Shabbos, you have to have a bigger problem, because then you can't move the Menorah. It's a Muktzah. So some people put something on the chair to make it not to be a basis. But Nissan Kareli told it doesn't help, because normally the pshat is because Ben Hashmoshes I could have moved it. Here, because Medina Menorah you couldn't move it, because you needed to be there for the Menorah. The best thing is, if you do that, to push it with your foot, the Finnish Shemuel allowed to move it with your foot, so when the Menorah goes off, you can push it with your foot into the room and then close the door. Now, Lez Hashem will speak next week more the Pratim Lemaise. Just, I don't want to become a Chas V'Shalem a Michshol, just to know the main two Shittas. The Gemara says if you light outside, it has to be B'Tefach Asamuch LaPesach. You have to know inside the Chalal HaPesach every time is okay, and you have the Tefach of both sides. When we say Alamol B'Tefach Abayis Miyamin, is because Pesach Abayis Mismol, because Mezuzah is Miyamin, and Menorah is Mismol. But after one friend of yours already put them in a menorah, already mukha for mitzvahs, you can go back to put another menorah inside your meat. So the ma'aseh, both sides are good for the menorah. And not only that, even if you can't put in one, you're allowed to put in both. Because the yamin and smol are not in the act of the etzim. It's only to be mukha for mitzvahs. Now, the shaila is what has to be b'teich tefach. Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds that the ner has to be b'teich tefach. Shlomo Zalman holds that it's enough that the menorah, and not only menorah, the shelf and the closet. If the yeshiva makes the whole machine as that you could put on it menorahs, if the machine, if that whole thing starts with teich tefach, it's niker, so till the end of that whole thing, if it's full of menorahs, it's okay. Chagat Yevsky is machmir that the menorah will be there. We'll stop here this week.